Now it's time to open the postbag as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. The newspaper's letter content this week is almost entirely devoted to views on Brexit, so we propose to leave that aside. However, what is also contentious is that in a recent survey, Norwich was named one of the unhappiest places in the country to live. There is a host of email letters both for and against this news. Now, let's have a look at them. Rosamond Brokocek said, "Yes, in my view, if you're elderly, poor and vulnerable and living under Norwich Council, it comes as no surprise that Norwich is one of the most unhappy places. That I would go even further to place in the top three unhappiest places to live." Grey Shuck, however, said, "Police ignoring aggressive begging, the smell of cannabis being smoked openly around the city, continual disruption caused by construction of little-used cycle lanes, expensive public transport using heavily polluting vehicles, and despite it all, most of the people I know said they would rather live here than anywhere else." And NNFN23 says, "Just a few years ago, we were voted the happiest place in the country. Makes you think all these polls are not worth it. Really doesn't." Richard said, "Yeah, it's an awful place to live. All you Londoners, don't come here. Don't buy houses here. It's horrible. The people are horrible and we're all miserable all the time." Right. Are they gone? Phew, we dodged the bullet. Malaga Flyer said, "These surveys are two a penny, have little or no credence, and are not worth the column inches given to them. We'll probably see another one or in a week or two saying the direct opposite. Rather like these surveys which purport to tell us what is healthy and what is not to eat." And to finish off, Dave says, "Brilliant place, got so much going for it. I love Norwich so much better than a lot more places. Always a forward-thinking city."
Meanwhile, GP Brown of Norwich also has his say, blaming transport arrangements in and around the city. "Could I suggest one organisation which goes a long way to creating unhappy Norwich? That is Transport for Norwich. Wherever one is allowed to drive around the city, there are incessant roadworks, laughingly described as improvements, but never improving the lot of the majority who wish to drive. That we feature shamefully at the top of the national lists for speed bumps, feature highly in slowness of our traffic, and have high transport-generated pollution would all appear to be connected to the actions of our lords and masters at Transport for Norwich. A further fallout from their anti-car efforts is that access to the city centre is being made even more difficult. I wonder if that fact is related in any way to the increasing number of empty retail premises in the city centre. Time for Transport for Norwich to have its wings severely clipped."
On a happier note, Jane Saunders of Norwich tells us of a welcoming event for yet another celebration, in this case, 90 years of Earlham Library. "I thought your readers would be interested in the celebration of 90 years of book borrowing at Earlham Library. We're hoping to welcome lots of visitors on Saturday, November the 9th, between 10 a.m. and noon. The Friends of Earlham Library are providing refreshments, including a cake, and there will be a display of photographs showing some of the history of the library. Perhaps some visitors will have memories of the library they can share with us. Our libraries provide a great service to our community, and we look forward to sharing the celebratory day with many of your readers."